time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, everybody's had one of those bad neighbor experiences. Well hopefully
maybe
you haven't. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe you haven't.
I mean, I feel like we've had some pretty great neighbors.
That's great. That's great. But none of you have had Samuel as your neighbor.
Why is Samuel unique?
If you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 over 16,000 times on your neighbors, you're doing okay.
What in the world, Samuel?
Samuel's from Florida. He's 72.
Listen, you see his mugshot, and he's giving a disapproving look.
He has issues with just about everything.
That's Samuel. Yeah. He is annoyed at the world.
Right. So, I mean, he's already chalked up 3,400 calls just in the first 5 months of this year.
He's been busy.
He has been busy. Some of the things he's called his neighbors on.
Mm-hmm.
Things to bring police out, like I've heard gunshots.
Oh, well, they're going to respond to that.
Sure.
Guessing there was no gunplay?
No gunplay, just a family barbecuing with no evidence of any sort of gunplay or shooting whatsoever.
Was he just mad he wasn't invited?
Maybe.
Smelled tasty. He's like, well, dang it.
Maybe.
If they're not inviting me, I'm going to ruin their barbecue. 30, with a police visit?
3,400 times.
That is much.
So, yeah, obviously the 911 operators know Samuel.
Yes. Everybody in the call centers probably had experiences.
Samuel claims all his calls to police are about neighborhood nuisances.
Mm.
Yeah.
But what he didn't realize is that's considered like abusing the 911. Those are not actual emergencies.
Definitely be in that case.
Like, but if there's no gun play, then yes, there's, you can get in trouble for that.
But like, as a 911 operator, you can't go, oh, well, that's just Samuel. We're not going
to
bring anybody.
Right, no, you got to treat everything like it's real.
Dispatch
people, because what if the one time there is an actual emergency?
So, I don't know
But his mugshot's kind of perfect.
It is. I mean, he's just like,
Yeah, he's got a smirk on it. Like, are you kidding me?
Can't believe. How am I going to call 911 on my neighbors from the...
Exactly.
from jail.
Like, listen, if I only have one call...
call 911.
I mean, this is exactly... It's like, hey,
oh, man.
I'm in jail, and if you could get me out, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my neighbors are barbecuing again.
Uh-huh.
The smoke's
getting
in my house.
You might want to go check it out.
Yeah. I think I heard something.
Samuel.
Yeah, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 over 16,000 times on your neighbors.
I'm guessing Samuel's single. Because there is no way.
Yeah, I didn't even think of
that. If he was married, that she would allow that to happen.
You'd hope not.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.